Okay, assalamu alaikum everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in to the program Lifestyle. Today we have something savory and it's actually my own creation. So I'm so excited to share
and
it with you.
And we're all proud of you,
yes,
of course.
And healthy too.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim again. Today, before I start the cooking part, I wanted to mention that I said in the beginning of the program that today's product is inshallah going to be my own creation. There are so many recipes out there on the net that you can't really claim to, like, I don't know, create something of yourself because somebody
you did.
Inshallah, I think
no,
so.
If you didn't get it from anywhere, then
no,
it
was like fully my own inspiration.
Yes.
And this is because I want to give you a background. This is because I, like the Iranians, they love noon paneer. Noon is bread and paneer is cheese, right?
Oh.
So I have a mission to expand the Iranian cuisine here. Because seriously, we have so much great food. But wherever in the world you go to an Iranian restaurant, it's either kebab, juzi kebab, something like all
well,
that.
The thing I think about Iranian
stuff
is exactly the herbs that goes with all the food.
Yeah, that makes it taste
amazing. And that's
what
makes, you know, the hair healthier and the skin healthier. And
exactly.
The, you know, the
and there's also
beauty.
So many foods that you can only have it in the Iranian houses, not in restaurants, which is very unfortunate. And I'm going to try to change that. You know, you have so much like Chinese cuisine. You have so much of Chinese cuisine, Korean cuisine, Pakistani food. You know, so many different kinds of cuisines.
And
I
have
think
a problem
that,
with Paki food?
No, not at all. I'm just saying that they're so well known, and it's such a pity that Iranian food is not that well known. So, noon paneer, here we go. I have here 2.5 cups of flour. To this, I'm going to add 1 tablespoon of bran. To this, I'm going to add 1 tablespoon of sugar and 1 teaspoon of salt. I'm going to give this a quick whisk to mix everything up. Oh, and also 1 teaspoon of wheat germ because we want to make it super healthy, right?
1 teaspoon?
1 teaspoon of wheat germ, yeah.
Wheat germ.
Too little?
No, because you know wheat germ, too much of it actually makes your product very bitter. And we just have 2.5 cups of flour. Mm-hmm. So if you followed the previous recipes, like cinnamon rolls or the garlic bread that we used more wheat germ because there was like 4 cups of flour or something. So you can go ahead and add more. But for my liking, like to my taste, for this amount of flour, I think that 1 teaspoon of wheat germ is enough. Okay, here I have like 220 grams of butter that I've cut into chunks.
Yes.
You can use a little bit less, but don't go for like 100 grams, you
know? Never.
Because the whole point of like a good pie crust is that it should be really flaky and you should have layers of
It's like butter? The spirit of the food.
Is
like
the butter
spirit.
Floating?
So this, you should have really, really cold butter. When you're, like, if you read about making a pie dough on the net, you will see that there is so much insisting on cold.
Yeah.
You know, everything has to be cold. All right, one more thing that I wanted to add about making pie crust is that there are actually 3 ways that you can make it. I'm using the most basic way. The first way is to use your food processor. You just put everything inside, you dump in the butter, you just have to pulse it like 5 times so that you have like a sort of chickpea size bits. Okay, and then to that you're gonna start adding your water. You can use a pastry cutter, you know those ones that is like this and you start crushing it. That's like really easy.
I'm pretending that I know what she's saying.
I'm using my hands
here. No, I know
here,
pastry
cutter.
I mean the process. Yes, that's great.
You know, because we're always, like most of the recipes that we have, we're using the stand mixer. I felt so bad. Like so many people don't have stand mixers. So I was like, it's only fair if I just dig in.
I do everything by hand.
Look at the size of the chunks. It's just like a very rough mixture. And it's not even combined, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here, I have 1 cup of ice-cold water. Now, what do I mean by ice-cold water? Just before the show, I had like a cup of water, and I added like 4 or 5 cubes of ice to it. So this is really, really cold water, okay? Now, I'm going to start by adding about 1/3 of this water to this mixture. And you have to be really careful with pie crust not to add too much water. We're only going to add enough to bring the whole thing together. That's it. And we don't want to overwork the gluten inside the flour because we want it to be really nice and flaky, right?
So it becomes very heavy otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
And dense.
Is there any fixed amount of water, Fatima, that you add?
No, it depends on your climate. Okay. It depends on the country or the city that you live in.
Okay.
The distance from water. So you just have to eyeball it. And you know, like after you make it a few times, you'll get the hang of it. I think the secret behind cooking and baking is to give in your heart and your spirit.
Yes,
and know
really.
That it will be good. And don't forget the Bismillah trick, because it really does work. And so what if it's a tragedy? Next time, third time,
yes, okay.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. So I'm not going to
totally
need
true.
This, I'm not going to be kneading this dough. I'm just, you know, I don't want to use more flour. I just want to bring it all together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So the best way is that we are able to see the chunks of butter. Now, one trick that I always use is that if I'm using this, pie crust the same day or like in 1 hour, what I do is, so this, like I said, is good enough for like a double crust recipe. Mm. You have to cut this in half for a single crust, but because the shape of the container that I'll be using is smaller, so I'm not really going to divide this. I'll show you how to roll it out and everything, but what I do, the best thing that I do is that I measure, I like sort of spread it, I open it, I put it in my pan, and then I pop that inside the freezer for 15 minutes. Because, you know, I realize when you, like, all recipes tell you to, like, cut it in half, put it, make it into a form of a disc, and then put it in a plastic bag or cling wrap, and then put it in the fridge for an hour or in the freezer for 15 minutes. But I find that when I'm unrolling it, when I'm rolling it out, it's so cold, it's so hard to deal with. So what I do is that I just make it into the shape of the dish that I want to make it, and then I put that in the freezer. And then when you put that really, really cold batter or like crust inside the oven and that butter starts melting, it's like really, really wonderful. I actually rolled my pie crust, and I sort of like, what I do is, if whatever container that I'm using, I turn it over. Okay, so if I'm using this container,
there
I roll the dough.
There are molds, Fatima, all right? There are molds. And
yeah, molds.
Okay, and they can be in any shape, actually.
Any shape that you want, exactly. And the good thing about, so like when I rolled this out, I measured it exactly around because I wanted it to have like these creamy
Riches.
Ends. And so you turn it over, and then, let's say if this is my dough, okay, I'm going to open it, roll it out. And then you have to flour your surface as well, and you constantly have to turn over your...
If you move the knife and fork, that might help you.
Okay. I'm just showing for now, for the sake of the camera, this is a very, very thin crust. We are not going to use this. Also, keep in mind, like I said, that we are going to need a thick crust for this noon paneer. I'm going to say the Farsi word, noon paneer. We're going to use, we're not going to make it too thin because like this rectangular mold, this is really long. So if it's very thin, it's actually going to break into half, right? So we don't want that to happen. And we're going to be putting a lot of cheese inside it. So let's see if this is my crust. I'm going to put this over. Okay, and I'm going to cut around it a little bigger, like so. Okay, and I'm gonna also use parchment paper inside. I use parchment paper in here as well. I'm gonna put one parchment paper inside here and put it inside and sort of like use my fingers to put it. And then when I'm done, I cut it out like this to get like sharp ends, right? So I've pierced my entire crust, even the sides, with a fork. The reason is because we have butter, and this butter is gonna melt, and we're gonna have bubbles growing out, and we don't want that to happen, right? We want this to be a beautiful flat crust. So this is gonna go inside the oven, heated 190 degrees for about 20 to 25 minutes, and then inshallah we're gonna come back with the filling.
Thank you very much.
I have 500 grams of Lavender cheese. This depends on how much filling you're going to, like how big your pie is, right? So for the rectangle one, I think about 100 grams would be more than enough. But since I have some little ones that I'll also be showing you, and then I always like to go the safe way to have more filling than to be left and then start making them again, right? I have a tablespoon of dried basil. I have a tablespoon of dried mint. So what we do to mint is that we sort of like crush it between our hands to really get that fine powder.
If you like it, fine powder.
If mint. You like it, yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to add a touch of fresh ground black pepper, a little bit of sea salt. And I'm just going to start chopping my dill, my fresh dill, and I'm going to add this. You can have about 1 tablespoon of fresh dill, and then I'm just going to start mixing it with a spoon and a fork. That's really easy. You don't want to overmix this because you want it to be like really thick and strong so it holds up to piping, right? Mm-hmm. So you just, like a muffin batter, you mm-hmm. don't want to overmix it, right? Just enough to get everything combined.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah,
but if you don't want to pipe it, you can't spread it on,
you
and then you just make the pattern.
I just want it to look like super fancy.
Oh,
and
okay.
That perfect touch.
Yeah.
I'm a perfectionist, I think.
Yeah.
So, and I think we shouldn't call it, I mean, cheese and bread anymore. To have raised the bar.
Yeah,
so.
It's like a luxurious,
very much lavish.
Non panier alla bon.
Exactly. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, Leonardo da Vinci says. So. It's okay to call it noon panier.
Yeah. This is a mint, fresh mint, fresh dill, and fresh coriander with orange bell pepper and tomatoes. These are just things that I had on hand and things that I thought the smell, like the herbs, actually I chose them because the smell and the flavor goes really great. All right, now about how to take a tart out of its tart pan. I'm going to take my cup of water. And the fact about a tart pan is that the bottom is separate, so you can actually put it on a cup, and then it goes down.
Magic.
It's there. Now, remember what I said about being careful that your crust is not too thin? This is what I meant, because like once I made it, and I made it really thin, and then, guess what happened?
She says once.
Yes.
Notice she says once.
Yeah, because I'm a perfectionist. Like,
yes.
If I make two mistakes,
actually,
you fool me once.
We were working together, and I was the one who broke it.
And then they also work.
Exactly. So I'm going to be using this for the sake of beauty. If you don't have it, don't freak out. Totally okay. So, I as I said, I'm using parchment paper. I'm just going to slide this under it slowly. To separate it from the parchment paper, and voila,
that's done.
Mashallah, beautiful.
Don't evil eye me. I'm so scared that I'll break it now.
All right. Oh, mashallah is an evil eye now.
No. Oh yeah, that's true. Good point. All right, there we go. So I am going to go ahead. Bismillah. Please, don't put me down. I'm going to start piping, and what I'm going to be doing is that I'm going to be just piping big dots on, and I'm going to hold it and pull out. Push, pull out. Push, pull out.
And that's cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese, yeah.
I have to remind myself that.
Cream cheese.
Yeah, that's cream cheese. I have to keep it simple. If not, I will repeat to myself that so I'm not going to make it. So that's just cheese.
So you can be so creative with whatever way that you want to, you know, pipe your cheese in here. I'm going to be a little different. I'm going to use a different way here.
And even Roya can do this.
I can do this.
Yeah, you can.
This is just
cheese. She's a good cook.
Yeah, I'm a good cook.
Oh, look,
you can definitely.
Yeah, my piping bag is
for it.
That
okay.
Having cheese alone is makruh,
mm-hmm.
And it's recommended to have cheese along with walnut because there's a hadith from the Prophet that says cheese and walnut are they cause disease to get each of them separately,
mm-hmm.
but when they're together they're actually used as a cure. I'm going to sprinkle this one.
It's really good for when you have like a cough.
Yeah, in black seed, there's a hadith from the Prophet again. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, there is cure in every disease in black seed except death.
Exactly. So the same thing for the raisins.
I hope that you enjoy our programs. And you watch them, you make our recipes, our healthy version of recipes, along with the Islamic tips that we share with you. And we are using a lot of very special ingredients in our shows, which may not be easily accessible in the West. That's why we have thought about making it available to all of you brothers and sisters through a website called Basalam, B-A-S-A-L-A-M. And they ship worldwide. So wherever in the world it is that you are living, we are going to ship our highest quality of ingredients to your doorstep. Thank you very much for joining us. This is Lifestyle.